Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Let's open up the Chucky sports page. I'm going to start with NBA Draft, DB. I was reading in ESPN.com. They came out with their new mock draft. Pick predictions. They've got new intel, supposedly, of what teams are looking to do. Article by Jonathan Givney and Jeremy Wu. We've had Givney on the show a bunch of times. Plugged in. So if you get down to number six, which is where the Wizards pick,
according to the latest mock,
Ace Bailey.
Dude.
Gets you excited?
Of course. I'm telling you, his skill set is outrageous. You know, I guess the knock against him is that he doesn't play defense. I don't know. I'll take that skill set 100 times out of 100. In fact, that's too good to be true. I don't believe it'll happen. He's too good.
They've got Cooper Flagg going one to Dallas. Dylan Harper, who was Bailey's teammate at Rutgers, going number two. Edgecombe, who's a shooting guard from Baylor, going to the Sixers at number three. Knipple, I can't believe it, number four in the draft.
That's so weird.
And then the Jazz taking Jeremiah Fears, who's a point guard.
Right.
And then there's Ace Bailey
for
the Wizards to take.
Did they have that yesterday? Drabin, you were pretty adamant that the Wizards will not take him if he's there. Did Givney still have this yesterday? Have him taking him?
I don't know. I can't remember. I didn't see his yesterday.
I saw it on NBADraft.net. They had Bailey going to eight or nine.
Which is just slipping crazy
past the Wizards.
So reading about it last night, obviously the idea seems to be that he's trying to coordinate a landing spot for him where he thinks he could star right away, et cetera. Get that big second contract, you know, quicker, whatever, bigger, larger. And they kind of talk about how Sarr last year kind of did the same thing. Now, if this is true, are the Wizards, and I don't know that I believe this, I'm just talking out loud. Are the Wizards becoming that team that people want to play for all of a sudden?
I think that's a stretch.
Well, I agree. But they say Sarr kind of badmouthed Atlanta, wanted to make sure they didn't take him at one. He wanted to go to Washington. Bailey, his team clearly seems to be trying to orchestrate a slide somewhere. Doesn't mean necessarily the Wizards are it, but given he's got the Wizards taking him at six, let's just say that their plan is the Wizards, for whatever reason, they think it's a good fit for him. Dude, are we becoming a team that
a
guys
destination
want to play for? Not some ideal destination, but a team where they see the building blocks, they see the front office people, they like the foundation.
Maybe.
Is it possible?
It's possible. I don't think it's likely. I'm curious how he fits. So let's say of the team of the future.
He fits, you got to play him. That's how he fits.
Sar's your center of the future. You still got Koulibaly who's a small forward. Isn't Bailey kind of a small forward? Can he play two?
I don't know. Did you see yesterday the footage that was out there of him and Giannis working out what it appeared to be at Georgetown?
Okay.
And Giannis was showing him post moves. I don't see why I couldn't play the four. Stretch four.
All right.
I don't know.
I mean, look.
It's interchangeable if you've
got somebody who's a great talent, you draft him.
Right.
If you think he's the best talent, you go with him. And, you know, kind of what we were talking about yesterday. I don't know if Alex Sarr is a true alpha number one guy offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Really good defensive player. I think he shows promise with his offensive game. But is he going to be a guy who's going to average 25 points in the league?
I don't know.
Hard to know. Maybe he's going to develop in it, but Bailey, it seems like maybe has more of that prototype.
He might. They say here in Givney's write-up that Bailey's camp states they feel confident going into the draft process, which most NBA teams interpret as meaning he's received assurances that if he's at such a spot, they're going to take him.
It's a weird slide.
Told him.
It's a weird slide because for months, people had him projected as the number two guy behind Cooper Flagg, and there were even some who said he's better than Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last month, maybe it's all noise. Maybe it all proves to be noise. He's had this little drop, you know, where he's on NBADraft.net going 8 or 9, given he's got him going number 6 here to the Wizards. But could be interesting for the Wizards. Speaking of the Wizards, little news on the veteran front. And there's nothing really they could do about it. Chris Middleton picked up his $33.3 million player option.
Why wouldn't you? Of course you would.
I mean, he's a good player. He's a 3-time All-Star. He just doesn't fit their future plan other than they hope to unload him. The problem is, I don't think they're going to get great value for him because he's older. And I mean, he's heading into his 14th season. And he's had injuries in recent years.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking about how Oklahoma City is this great model for the Wizards. And the Wizards have this management team from Oklahoma City. But Oklahoma City benefited from trading for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander by trading Paul George, who was in his prime. Who do the Wizards have to trade to pull off something like that? They got, you know, guys who could definitely help a team. Chris Middleton, Marcus Smart, Jordan Poole. But they're not going to command that kind of value.
Yeah. I don't know. It's over my head.
And the truth is, $33 million? There's so many guys now that get paid.
I mean, what is Beal making?
$30 million.
Is Beal going to make like $60 million? Like something outrageous.
I think he's in the 50s.
Yeah, I mean, just the numbers, you just can't even process it.
Speaking of the NBA Finals, this was a surprise to me. It was the highest rated NBA Finals in 6 years, at least game 7.
Yeah.
19.3 million viewers, averaged nearly 16.4 million on Sunday night.
I was surprised by that too, especially going into it. Everybody thought, oh, this is not what the league wants. Maybe games 1 through 6, it wasn't nearly as highly rated. But
yeah, I mean,
certainly a game 7 situation.
Yeah, people still tuned into that game 7.
Yeah,
games 1 through 6, not so much. It was down 9% versus last year and the lowest since 2021. But they got a pop in game 7.
Right.
By the way, I was watching some of the national shows yesterday. And they were kind of poking fun at the Oklahoma City Thunder for a couple things. So there's video that you see Alex Crusoe is, mm-hmm. who's one of their older players,
mm-hmm.
who won a championship with the Lakers, I think, in the bubble.
Right.
Teaching the players how to spray champagne.
Right.
And it was not like the most lively locker room. And then the other thing, which I think is unfair.
I heard the locker room was like damn near abandoned after. Yeah. Like it was wild.
And I saw Rachel Nichols saying that they only went through like 8 champagne bottles total. And that usually reporters go in there and they have like their backup clothes because they know they're going to get champagne sprayed all over them. And it wasn't that type of scene. But the other thing is, and Valdez, maybe you can play the audio. Chet Holmgren was getting criticized because he pronounced Michelob incorrectly. Well, if you have never heard it, I think he's pronouncing it the way that you would naturally read it. It's Michigan.
See.
It's Michelle. And Michelob is
so
the
for
one
now
that
I got my Michelob Ultra joints.
I mean, the only thing is, you would think you'd heard it before. Michelob's pretty. It's a pretty ubiquitous term, I think.
Is Michelob super popular?
Michelob.
If you're 21 or 22, how old is Chet Holmgren?
Probably 25 or less.
I don't think he's that old.
Is it just like old moms that drink like Mick Ultras?
It's very popular with the chicks that drink beer.
Mick Ultras, right?
Yeah, it's basically like the one seed beer for chicks.
He's 23 years old, though. I don't know that he's come across, and he's been in like the basketball.
I'm telling you, Mark.
Maybe he's not a big drinker.
I'm telling you, Mick Ultras are fairly popular. I don't know about a regular. Like, what are the other
Is any other word, though, spelled that way that is pronounced Mick? It's, like I said, I immediately went to, like, defensive mode. Michigan, Michelle,
mm-hmm.
M-I-C-H should be Mitch. He's actually right.
Michelob. I don't know. That dude just looks weird. He's, like, I don't know. He's had, like, a weird change since he's gotten to the league, right? He's, like, he's got the way he dresses, the way he kind of handles himself. I don't know. He looks different than he did in college.
Haven't noticed a big change. He's just tall and gangly. That's kind of how he is. But he's a damn good player. Had a good game 7. Blocked a bunch of shots in the second half. Alter shots. Big part of the reason they won. He's their number 3 behind Shai and then Jalen Williams, and he had kind of an up and down series. But in game seven, particularly that second half, he came up big.
Thomas Bryant wasn't on his team, right? Thomas Bryant was on the Pacers.
The streak is over of like Wizards winning NBA finals.
I thought there was a Wizard that was on the OKC.
No, you're sure? I don't think so. Can double check, but I'm pretty sure.
I thought there were two guys. So there was a guarantee that one ex-Wizard was going to get a ring.
I thought I saw that the streak was over.
Oh, okay.
Of like NBA finals.
I thought there were two guys.
By the way, Michelob is a German name. Now Czech Republic town.
Uh-huh.
So it does make sense.
Gotcha.
Well, listen, I just think
But if you've never heard it.
I mean, maybe he's never heard it. I guess he's never heard it by him saying it, but I'm telling you, it's not an unpopular drink. But people say Mich Ultra. They don't say Michelob. You know, what are the offshoots of Michelob? Like, what are there other ones? You know?
Yeah, but we know this. Like, young people now, like in the 20s, like, Surfsides are killing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that many people that are 23, like Chet Holmgren, that are, you know, I don't think it's that rare to be not that well-versed in beer.
And they might. I'm just telling you, Mich Ultras are popular.
Yeah, I know
It's an Anheuser-Busch product.
It's Anheuser-Busch. Yeah.
All right, the Nats got a win last night, EB. Offense kind of exploded.
A ton of hits.
James Wood with four RBI.
Elevate Darnell Coles.
James Wood, four RBIs, three hits. CJ Abrams. So top of the lineup is Abrams and Wood, and they had six hits combined.
So Brady House had a couple, right? He's acquitting himself pretty well so far in the call-up.
He's hitting 250.
Yeah, it's not bad at all for a rookie. You know, not bad at all. Hanging in there. He's got quite a few hits. So, I think he's got at least four or five hits.
So Nats get a win. They're 33-46. They're taking on the Padres. Mitchell Parker had a nice performance as the starter. Went six innings, allowed just three
Cakes
runs.
So Cakes leaves tomorrow, right? So I think he must be there for the third game. I don't think he leaves today. I think he said he leaves Wednesday.
Not sure.
Yeah.
A lot of Nats fans are upset that James Wood is not getting more respect in the All-Star voting. Last I saw, he's ninth amongst outfielders. Right now, he's got 22 home runs, 61 RBIs, got nine stolen bases, hitting .284. OPS is at .948.
Right.
So he'll get in. I think they just would like him to climb the All-Star rankings. So
I think maybe part of that is just his chill persona, right? He doesn't do a lot of attention-seeking stuff. I don't know.
I think that's probably part of it. The other part is they stink.
Yeah.
So if you're in Texas and you're at a game, you're filling out ballots or you're, you know, online filling out ballots, he's not getting much national press.
Mm-hmm.
No because doubt. The team's not getting that much. Right. I mean, you see home runs, you see highlights if you watch SportsCenter or you watch the MLB Network, but he's not there yet. But it'll come. He's getting props from I saw a quote from Fernando Tatis jocking him. You know, Tatis, one of the best players, and he said, I saw what James Wood was capable of when he was in the San Diego system.
Right.
And now he's blowing up. Here's the quote. I saw him when he was in rehab, not rehab like drugs, but he was rehabbing from an injury. He goes, and we were in there together. I saw what he's capable of, and I'm definitely not surprised by what he's doing. I'm just really happy how he's playing baseball right now. So that's from Fernando Tatis talking about James Wood.
He's a stud. He's an absolute stud.
So I kind of get a kick out of this Aaron Rodgers story. I brought this up yesterday, and then I saw a different story about this headline.
This is about the Manti Te'o situation.
Aaron Rodgers, mystery wife, nowhere to be found in his weekend adventures. So like the paparazzi's following him around at the beach and everything. He's in Southern California and they're like, what's going on? His wife is not around.
What could it possibly be?
I don't know. He's just out there playing with his dog near his Malibu home.
Right. But I mean, do we seriously think?
But they have, I guess the paparazzi's like trailing him and everywhere he's going, like I see three different outfits and, you know, no wife to be around. So there's speculation about his spouse because all he's done is given the name and he was wearing the wedding ring. In the picture on the beach, he's still wearing the ring.
Right. So what is the allegation? The woman doesn't exist?
You're a Daily Mail guy. According to the Daily Mail, members of his family are unconvinced that the marriage is real.
So what would be the idea? Why would you try to throw people off your scent somehow and say, yeah, I got married?
I don't know. Maybe
what's the idea?
Maybe gets out a kick out of messing with people.
I don't know. That seems weird to me. It doesn't make any sense. But I like that you're following it, but it doesn't make any sense. I don't see what the upside is for Aaron Rodgers. Just to goof on people? I'm going to wear this ring. I'm going to tell people I'm married, but I'm not. It makes no sense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't kill the messenger. I'm just back-to-back days.
Do you
I saw stories.
There's a chance he's not married on some level. May not be legal, but that he didn't have some sort of ceremony, and there isn't some real-life woman somewhere in some beachfront house.
I think it's unlikely, but he could just be doing an FU to the media and messing with people.
All right.
I think it's unlikely.
I find that hard to believe.
But it is a little fascinating that they're following him around and they just don't see this wife anywhere. She's nowhere to be found. Yeah. People don't know who she is.
Maybe she's an actress and she's on a movie set or something.
And the family. Now, the family thing, we know that he's got like this rough history with his family, but the family knows nothing about her.
Right. But he's not locked in with the family. How would they know?
What do you believe is going to happen with him in Pittsburgh? There was an article yesterday about him throwing the running game in New York under the bus and blaming them during a 25-minute diatribe, apparently, where he just crushed the running game and kind of was like deflecting blame.
I don't know. I think he's going to be pretty good. In fact, I saw some of the early reports. You know, you have these like YouTube guys. I mean, there's a couple of YouTube guys there in Pittsburgh going nuts, watching the highlights, loving on him.
Yeah,
saying that he looks great.
Hey, I've been an Aaron Rodgers guy most of the time. My son makes fun of me like the last few years. Obviously, he's been bad. Like I've always thought the Packers were a Super Bowl contender when he was there, and then I thought that the Jets were going to be. I might have had them in the Super Bowl like when we did our predictions last year. I thought they were going to be really good. So. I thought particularly in the second half, he played pretty good football. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him.
Did you see that Flacco's getting a lot of love in
Cleveland?
Yeah,
I was going to bring that up. According to Zach Johnson of The Athletic, Joe Flacco has been the best pure thrower of the four competitors for the team's quarterback job. They say that he already knows the offense from his stint with Cleveland in 2023, and he's actively helped other players learn the system during camps. I mean, if you give Flacco time, if he's got protection, he can sling it.
Of course. Of course.
And last thing to mention, good move again by Josh Harris and the team. They have named their draft room after Hall of Fame GM Bobby Bethard. I didn't even know you named draft rooms, but they've named their draft room. It's going to be the Bobby Bethard draft room.
Wow. Very cool. They're trying to tie back to the history for sure. They're trying to thread that needle. But I like it. I think classy move. Let's hope that they could continue to draft like Bobby did in our heyday.
And his son, Jeff, is a national scout for the Commanders.
Very cool.
And his grandson, CJ, signed with the Jaguars as a backup quarterback. So that's our look around the world of sports. Remember, we got Barry Zvaluga joining us a little bit later in the show. We can talk some Wizards and some Commanders with him. That'll be at 8:25. And Jimmy Patsos on the Wizards draft. That's tomorrow night at 9:25 here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.